You know, joined on the line now by Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich. P&Z met yesterday into last night. We'll find out how far into last night. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the meeting. How'd it go?
It went great. So we had a 10-item agenda, one postponement, and that was 240 Greenwich Avenue. The commission had a relatively productive meeting. The first item we took up was a final subdivision at 137 Dublin Road. This had been before the commission a few meetings prior, and the commission approved the subdivision with conditions. And then we had a property at 27 Richmond Drive. There were outstanding issues from interrelated departments, but also with the commission's decision, and the applicant decided to convert this application from a final to a preliminary to allow the commission to give guidance, and hopefully they'll come back in a short time to consider the subdivision application. Then we talked about Greenwich Country Day. There is a reorganization of property at the main campus on Old Church, and also a proposal to take down and renovate and expand the existing gym. This was on a meeting earlier in May, and the commission approved the reorganization of land and also the gym expansion. As I mentioned, 240 Greenwich Ave was a postponement. Then the commission talked about 9 Glenville Street. This is a site plan special permit for moderate income housing. That is the town's local regulation regarding workforce housing based on median income for town employees. And this is the first time the commission had seen this version of the proposal. It's a mixed-use property considered for 8, four dwelling units, and there'll be, I'm sorry, Tony, it's 8 dwelling units, 4 of which will be on each floor above, and then there'll be a retail component on the first floor, and there'll be one moderate income unit being considered. The commission had a lot of feedback from the public as well as themselves regarding the location and the design. There was somewhat of a suggestion about maybe making this an all residential proposal, although that's not currently permitted in the regulation. It seemed that the commercial, if anyone's been to Glenville Pizza or the liquor store, you know, climbing the stairs to get to the retail first floor is not the best, and the commission was wondering out loud if maybe there was better alternatives. Perhaps an all-residential mix would be better suited. So that item was left open, and we'll probably be back in a month or so. Traffic was not discussed, and that will be a big part of the next discussion. Next, we had 206 Sound Beach Avenue. This is the former Bank of America building. They are looking to split the tenant space there into a retail and restaurant. This application was before the commission, I think, in April. They've been working with ARC regarding the exterior and some of the site work, and they were granted approval last night. And then we had next, we had a site plan special permit at 29 Meadowcroft. This house has been designed several times over the past 8 years or so. This is the latest iteration. It's just a large home in Central Greenwich, and the commission approved it. I'm sorry, yes, the commission closed it, and we'll be deciding it at the next meeting. They had a few questions for department staff regarding conditions for their indoor athletic facility. There's a party barn on the property, and they wanted to make sure that they are being consistent with other similar facilities on other properties. Next was the Friedheim residence at 1 Smith Road. This is the final coastal site plan special permit. This has been before the commission a few times over the past decade. This is another renovation work there. We're reorganizing some of the buildings, some of the outbuildings, and it's all over a volume, which is a threshold that require a special permit, and that was approved. And then we discussed the Brunswick School. They are endeavoring to have a new master plan for their Mar Ave campuses, both sides. There is some programmatical changes that they wanted to talk to the commission about, and they started off with the pre-app for the eventual site plan special permit that will be coming, you know, within the next year. And that was the end of our meeting.
Okay. A couple things I want to ask you. Pat, as you know, the Central Middle School Municipal Improvement went past Board of Selectmen, goes to you guys next. When might that be, if you know?
I think it will probably be in July, not this upcoming meeting. That would be a little too abrupt, but we have a second one. I have that date in front of me here. The second meeting, I believe, is the 18th, excuse me. And then we have another meeting on August 1st. So it would most likely hit one of those later meetings to start the discussion on the pre-application. And they'll come back with the municipal improvement and preliminary site plan application is what I've been told they want to do, probably in the fall. So we'll have a pre-app discussion within the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, and then there'll be the real, you know, quote-unquote application will be taken up probably in the fall.
Okay. And anything on Western Middle School soil remediation, or did I miss that?
Nope. So that will be on the next meeting on July 6th, along with our amendment for accessory dwelling units. We'll be having the public hearings, and so hopefully voting on that. 240 Greenwich Ave will be back again. That's an 830G assisted housing development. Those are the big hitters.
All right. Sounds like an interesting meeting coming up. Good one last night, though. It sounds like Chris, Pat, getting my guests mixed up. Sorry.
It's fine. It was a very productive meeting. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Fantastic. Good to talk to you, Pat. Be well. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Pat LaRoe, who is the